Good morning.
It's those who are successful who are most likely to be given more opportunities to further their success. Like the rich getting the biggest tax breaks, the best student in class getting the best teaching and most attention. And it's the biggest 9 and 10 year olds who gets the most coaching and practice time. Success is a result that sociologists like to call an accumulative advantage. That was a quote from Martin Gladwell's book, The Outliers, The Story of Success. I'm Kwabena Odoro-Buedu and welcome to another episode of Monday Morning Radio. First things first, Happy New Year to everyone listening. We appreciate the love and support, as well as the feedback that we've been getting from the past episodes. If you haven't already, subscribe to us on Apple, Anchor, and YouTube. We appreciate every single one of y'all who take the time to grow with us every Monday morning. All right, so I just finished reading The Outliers by Martin Gladwell a couple weeks ago, and the book really resonated with me because it showed me a different perspective on what success is and the different ways to achieve it. Gladwell says that success is tightly married to opportunity as well as time spent on a task. He states that it takes approximately 10,000 hours to master something. The book goes really deep into the psychology as well as the theories of certain successful individuals. So on this episode, I want to go into 5 ideas that I took from this book and kind of analyze them, break them down, and see how we can fit it in our everyday lives. So one of the things that I took from the book was the 10,000 hour practice. Gladwell tells a story about a group of violinists, some being the best in the world, some of them good enough to become teachers, and some that are just pretty good enough to just play the instrument. So they studied all 3 groups to find out what made the world-class violinists so great and what made the teachers, and the ones that are just pretty good. So after all their studies, it all came down to one thing: practice. The amount of hours practiced. So after studying the 3 groups, they found that those who were good enough to become teachers had about 4,000 hours worth of practice underneath them. And those who were just good enough or at least skilled to play the instrument had about 8,000 hours of practice underneath them. But when it came to the elite violinists, the ones who were considered the best in the world, they all averaged around 10,000 hours of deliberate practice, which made them masters in their field. So let's say we wanted to master something in this new year, and we wanted to complete a 10,000 hour practice in 1 year. So breaking it down, you would have to go 27 hours, 7 days a week, which is pretty much impossible. But if you wanted to do it in 5 years, it would take about 5.5 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, if you wanted to stretch that to 10 years, you would have to put in practice 2 to 3 hours a day, 7 days a week. So this shows that success and mastery both take a lot of time. And if we want to be world-class at anything, we have to put in the time and work. Which takes us to point 2. The focus that we're putting into our task is just as important as the time that we're putting into it. The study that they did with the violinists showed they were very intentional and focused on the things that they were practicing. They never steered away from the uncomfortable moments when it comes to building a skill. So let me put this in our everyday life. So rather it be our business, health, or personal growth, we've all come across some type of resistance when it comes to working on any of these. For example, I have personally been trying to master the art of public speaking, and I've been using this podcast as a vehicle to help me master that skill. But I absolutely can't stand the recording process. But I know putting in a lot of those recording hours will help me see some of my best results. And that's where Anchor FM comes into play. So point 3, it's not how good you are, but how good you want to be. Sometimes I feel talent can be overrated. Gladwell tells a story about Bill Gates spending 1,500 hours learning how to write code in 7 months. He goes on to spend the next 7 months learning how to code 7 days a week. Those who obsess about one thing usually get all the awards. Bill Gates narrowed his focus down on coding and practiced every day for 7 years straight. When we speak about Bill Gates today, we don't really talk about the work that it took for him to get where he is today. He spent almost a decade practicing his craft, 7 days a week for 7 years straight. Success has a lot of hidden factors. Bill Gates worked thousands of hours for several years, but he also had the advantage of being able to work with the first computers and also had a mentor there to teach him how to use it. Having that unique access, plus the discipline and consistency to be able to work on his craft every day for 7 years straight, is what made him the Bill Gates that we know today. So to summarize everything up, success comes to those that obsess and not diversify. Staying focused and not wearing ourselves thin can help us reach our goals a lot faster than we would if we was working on several things at one time. We're gonna end this episode on that note. Be sure to like and subscribe to us on Anchor, Apple Music, and YouTube. You can catch a new episode every Monday morning.
Good morning.